coming up on All Access.
Let's go, baby. Let's go, fellas.
Throw down the middle. Brock is open at the 15, angling left to the 10. He runs away from a defender. He runs to the end zone.
That was money. That a wide 10.
The man has. How do we feel about staying undefeated? Oh,
yeah. That's my guy, man. I love you, man. Obviously, he's not going to go a day without getting a short day. It's just not going to happen, at least not in our room.
Tackling on Ivory is going to be a big issue. He's has excellent balance, vision, power, and then once he gets downhill, you know, he's really a tough guy to handle.
Being here with all these players, you know, who wouldn't want to be in the museum, you know, and remember a moment with great players?
No blowout, no problem. The Patriots take care of business on the road in beating the Colts. Welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. First place in the division is on the line on Sunday when the 5-0 Patriots host the 4-1 New York Jets. The Jets come into town confident, but not cocky, unlike their predecessors. We'll preview the matchup, but before we do, let's look back at the sights and sounds of the win over the Colts.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
What is it? Half and half?
10 years. Can you breathe there? Getting old, you getting gray hair and stuff, huh?
You want to just copy me?
Let's go, baby!
Let's go, fellas!
Oh, every play now! Every play, man.
Let's go.
Every play.
Go.
Quick throw. Fade for Moncrief to the left side of the end zone. Breaks it down. But was he inbound? Yeah. Official say and D. Touchdown Indianapolis.
Get your mind right. We got an answer.
Tom moves up the middle, throws across the middle, touchdown Edelman! And the Patriots strike back.
That's a way to finish. That's it, nice job. That's a way to finish.
Great play.
Throw to the right, and Edelman bobbles. It's picked off by Adams, and he's going to waltz in for a touchdown.
I'm braving it for all Patriot Nation. We're going to get through this. I'll make sure that everybody gets home safely.
Blunt runs it to the right side. A first down and more across the 30. Stiff arming Adams on the run with the 15-10. Chased by Lowry into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
I know we got some guys in some different spots, but you're doing a hell of a job, okay? Keep it up.
Brady looks left, fires toward Gronkowski, makes the grab under duress, yeah. And the quick hitter has a first down. Play fake by Brady. Throw down the middle. Brock is open to the 15. Angling left to the 10. He runs away from a defender. He runs to the end zone.
He can only hold him down for so long. It's the big Gronk spike.
I love it, Thomas.
Yeah. That third down slant was money. That a wide 10.
The man has.
Great job. Yeah. That third down. I saw that same tackle. I got to get the first down.
Doing a great job of setting the table. Keep it up. All right? Physical. Finish. Great.
Takes the snap, backs up under pressure from Easley, and he'll be sacked inside the 35. Chandler Jones got there as well.
That's the Russ Medine right up inside. That's the Russ Medine right there.
Brady throws to an open Blunt into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Come on, how about that?
Hey, great job. Get running.
I see you, Big Back, Big Scotty.
That's a nice song.
Another meeting of the Patriots and the Colts. Brady and New England once more prevail.
How'd it go?
Good boy.
Good move.
What's up, boss man? Hey,
next
I love the hands on the kick.
Oh, appreciate it. That's why I'm on hands team.
Nice going.
Yes, sir.
I just want
nice
to take
on the fake punt, though. You guys were alert on that. Played that good.
All right, congratulations, man. You know, we got a lot of contributions from everybody today. It's a good team win. Made some big plays on defense, big plays on offense, big plays in the kicking game, big fumble recovery, fake punt, block kick. So everybody really contributed here. All right, look, we got to turn around quick. That's the bottom line. Okay, we got to put this one behind us. Let's get some rest. All right, okay, we need everybody here at full strength. It's going to turn around pretty quick with these Jets. All right, so we're playing for first place this week, so we need everybody ready to go. Congrats, man. That's a damn good win tonight. Nice job. Nice job.
It's about getting better every week, fellas. Whatever it takes to have one more point than the other team. How do we feel about staying undefeated? Oh!
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. And, Coach, before we get to the New York Jets, congratulations on another big win, another road win within the conference. How big of a win was it for you guys?
Good, good. It's always good to win on the road, especially in Indy. So, you know, it's not the easiest place to play. But, you know, I thought we, you know, made enough plays in all three phases of the game to win. Wasn't perfect. We left some things on the field, but... you know, overall, we were able to do enough and play good defense in the second half, took advantage of our scoring opportunities on offense, made a couple plays in the kicking game. So it was good to, you know, good to win on the road.
Speaking of not being perfect, is that good for you and your staff that, hey, guys, this is what we got to correct, this is what we got to fix? It's a long year.
Well, but, you know, as hard as you work on things all week, you want to go out there and just execute it as well as you can, and certainly no lack of effort. You know, I think our players were really focused on the game. They were, you know, put a lot into it. We had a lot of energy, good effort, and, you know, extra hustle plays and things like that. I think we just have to keep working on our execution. We need to coach better. We need to, you know, we need to execute just a little bit crisper and recognize things maybe just a split second sooner, and that can make a difference. So, you know, again, it was definitely good enough, and you know, hopefully we can keep improving and, you know, put one of those perfect ones together.
I've talked about depth with you on your football team, and you really don't know how much depth you have until certain guys start playing. Now, injuries are starting to happen within your football team, but a guy like Cameron Fleming, you look at him last week, practice squad guy, here he is all of a sudden, he's the right tackle because Cannon gets the toe injury. How big of a night was it for a guy like him and what he's put in?
Big, you know, great. Well, I mean, he really came through for us up there last year, too, when we used him as the jumbo tight end. But, you know, Cam's a really smart guy. He only needs to hear it once. And you know, he's worked very hard. And, you know, he's had three good players ahead of him, you know, with Solder and Vollmer and Cannon. And so, you know, he had an opportunity to play against the Colts, and he stepped in and did a good job. And, you know, it might be another big challenge for him again this week. But, you know, one thing about Cam, he works hard, he's smart, he's tough, and I don't think he's going to back down from anything.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will rejoin us later in the show. We'll talk more about the New York Jets. First, more of All Access.
Coming up on All Access.
We sit down with running back LeGarrette Blount.
In that Colts game, you caught a touchdown pass. First one as a Patriot.
Yeah, first one ever.
Ever.
And later, what's new inside the Patriots Hall of Fame? Super Bowl hero Malcolm Butler fills us in.
When I walked in here, you know, I kind of turned my head a little bit because, you know, once I see myself sometimes so much, you know, I try to ignore whatever.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. The Patriots are back in the division this week, and as Dan Roach tells us, the new-look Jets have an old friend coming to town.
It wasn't perfect, but Tom Brady and the Patriots escaped Indy with a hard-fought 34-27 win over the Colts on Sunday night.
The Pats are unbeaten through week 6 of the NFL's regular campaign.
Next up for the 5-0 Patriots, an AFC East first place showdown with the 4-1 New York Jets.
Yeah, it's a great rivalry. We've had a lot of great games against them, some real meaningful games. You know, they're very similar to us in a lot of ways. They're a big, you know, tough physical team. You know, you play in these elements. I think there's a lot of characteristics that, you know, make them tough to beat.
A big part of the Jets' stellar defense this year, cornerback Darrelle Revis, who helped lead the Pats to a Super Bowl title this past season. And this year has the Jets D ranked in the top 5 in the NFL in 9 major defensive categories.
They're good. You know, they have, you know, they have athletes, they have guys that can cover, they have guys that can tackle, and we'll watch, continue to prepare and watch the film and get ready for them.
As for Revis, the 30-year-old is showing no signs of slowing down, as the 6-time Pro Bowler leads the NFL with 6 takeaways, including 3 interceptions.
His instincts are incredible out there. He's one of those guys that sees everything on the field.
You can learn from Darrelle, you know, in any way, you know, one of the greatest guys in the game.
He's been an incredible playmaker since he's been in the league. He covers the top guys every week. So, I got a firsthand look at that last year. It was great having him a part here, but, you know, he moved on, so now he's our competition again.
Meanwhile, the Patriots' offense has been outstanding through the first 5 games, scoring 183 points and notching 21 touchdowns. If this pace continues, the Pats would finish 2nd in team history in both those categories, topped only by the 2007 edition of the New England Patriots. From the CBS scene here in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining us now is Patriot running back LeGarrette Blount. I should say Colts killer LeGarrette Blount. What is it against the Colts? I mean, you just love playing against this team or what?
I mean, I love playing against everybody, man. But the game plan is where I get the ball a lot, you know. I enjoy the game.
Just enjoy pounding people. That's how I look at it.
That's the best part of the game for me.
In that Colts game, you caught a touchdown pass. First one as a Patriot.
Yeah, first one ever.
Ever?
Yeah, since I've been in the league. I probably haven't caught a touchdown pass since high school.
What was that like for you? And keeping the play alive, right? You had to make an adjustment. Brady fouled you on the run.
Drill.
Right?
You know, you just got to make sure you try to stay in the vision of the quarterback whenever you get out of the pocket. You know, and that's what I try to do.
You've been labeled as a power back. Do you want to be labeled as that? Is it nice to have, a variety of talents to bring to the table, knowing that you can catch football?
I don't mind the labeling, but I can do more than just run people over, I'm fast, for somebody that's my size, I'm pretty fast. Mm-hmm. I think I got quick, nice feet, and I can, like I said, I can catch the football too, whenever the opportunity presents itself, try to show all those things.
Yeah. And not only you're fast, you're tough to bring down. I mean, I tell you the touchdown run that you had.
I feel like balance is one of my strong features in how I play.
Tell me about your relationship with Deion Lewis. What's that like having him back there?
That's my guy, man. I love Deion. He easily has to be one of the funniest dudes on the team.
Really?
And
how so?
He suffered from that short man syndrome. You feel like everybody is trying to joke on him or out to get him or trying him. If anybody says anything about height,
does he take it personal?
Oh man, they feel like they're trying him, and it's hilarious because obviously he's not gonna go a day without getting a short joke. It's just not gonna happen. At least not in our room.
What will you say to him? Do you tease him?
Oh yeah. Well, what's up, Lil Deion? Lil Deion. He's like, man, I'm a grown man. That's my dude, man. We have a wonderful relationship. Me, him, James, Bolden, we all have a wonderful relationship. Yeah. We hang out outside of the football, outside of the facility. So, I feel like that's always a good thing.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
LeGarrette Blount, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Hi,
I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, the Patriots pass rush, it's looked pretty good so far this year. So the question is that the ultimate key to the success of this Patriots defense?
A good pass rush definitely helps the defense. But as we've seen firsthand, any team that gets the ball out of the quarterback's hands fast can negate even a great pass rush. You got to cover in this league. Cornerbacks have to step up. The secondary is the key to the Patriots' success.
We saw last week what an addition to the defense the pass rush is. Dominic Easley in the middle working with the outside guys, Jones, Sheard, Ninkovich. That is the key to the Patriots' defense in 2015. The pass defense in the secondary, the cornerbacks, they are what they are right now. They're probably never going to be much more than what they are. The upside of the Patriots' defense is up front in the pass rush.
All right, if you want to have a good defense, if you want to have a good secondary, if you want to cover guys downfield for long periods of time, the pass rush has to be the most important thing. You need to be able to get after the quarterback, especially when you get into the playoffs and you play against better quarterbacks. You need to make them feel nervous. Pass rush, most important thing. All right, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Belichick rejoins me now. If you look at this new Jet team, and I say new Jet team, new coach, some new players there. You're familiar with Chan Gailey. You've played and schemed against him before. But tell us about Todd Bowles. What makes Todd Bowles different from some of the defensive-minded coaches you've coached against?
Well, I think he's very aggressive. He has a pretty high percentage blitz approach to the game, five rushers or more, and a lot of times they'll bring everybody and just, you know, peel with whichever guys release. But he definitely likes to bring the pressure, and I think he has a lot of confidence in his secondary that they can cover, but also they won't have to cover for too long because, you know, they're going to get there. So they've been a turnover-driven defense that's been physical against the run, and, they played good situation football, particularly in the red area. So we're going to have to do a good job against that group. He's done a nice job of transitioning that team to his philosophy, which is similar to what they've done in the past, but it's different because they definitely have their own calls and their own adjustments and all that. But it's a similar aggressive kind of philosophy.
Players come and go in the National Football League. That's part of life. Guys get cut. Guys get signed. There's free agency out there. You've talked about the redo at certain positions. Revis's decision to leave here, was that the impetus for you to redo the secondary this year? You saw what you had in Butler. Arrington's no longer here. Dennard's no longer here. And you do have some new guys here.
Yeah, well, I think I feel good about the younger players that we have, and hopefully they'll continue to develop and become, better players with each week or year of experience. So, when you have a football team, you have a lot of good players. You can't pay everybody. You only have so much salary cap space. And whichever players, you lose, you have to replace them. Whichever ones you keep, then, but you just can't keep all of them. Yeah. And we certainly lost a number of guys last year in free agency, and we'll have to replace them one way or another. Had we kept some that we lost, we would have lost some of the ones that we kept. So, we just try to do the best we can to manage that situation.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Ron in Weston. Let's talk about special teams. Gimmick plays. And you mentioned after the game that you expected the Colts to run some sort of a trick play in the kicking game. Almost got you guys on a onside kick. Then we talked about the 4th-and-2 call. How do you guys practice that stuff during the week, and when do you practice it?
Well, we usually practice it during the time we're working on that phase, whether it's a throwback on a kickoff return or an onside kick or whatever. When we're working on that phase of the game, then we sprinkle those in to keep our guys alert. On that particular play that happened, the main thing we need to do is to adjust to the swinging gate formation to make sure that we had enough people to handle the gate and then enough people to handle the where the center exchange was, so they couldn't just run out the back door, and make sure that we cover the eligible receivers. So those are, just some of the fundamentals that you want to make sure you have. And, I thought our players adjusted well to it on the field. They did a nice job. I mean, there was no help from the sideline. They had to handle it themselves.
All right, good stuff, Coach, right there. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. Belstrader with the Jets. A little bit of Chris Ivory, a little boom boom.
See some of Chris, you bet. And, the big front on defense, and they're getting a lot of turnovers.
Same old Jets. All right, good stuff. Coach, sit tight. We'll be back later in the show with the Belstrader, but more of All Access back right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
The Butler did it. Now you can too. will explain.
It was exciting, man, you know, to be able to perform the catch again. And, you know, I know, I'm pretty sure, you know, little kids and, you know, even grown-ups come over here. And I just made the interception for Super Bowl 49.
And later, Rob Gronkowski heads back to school to give some area middle schoolers a day they will never forget.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Congratulations to Canton High School's Dave Bohane. He's been selected as the New England Patriots High School Coach of the Week. The Bulldogs beat Oliver Ames to improve their record to 5-1 on the year. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Canton High School football program in the name of Coach Bohane.
All right, gangrene on three. One, two, three, gangrene!
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
What would it be like if one of your most important contributions was immortalized in a museum there for fans to relive? We visit the Hall of Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, with Super Bowl hero Malcolm Butler to relive some recent history.
It's a blessing to be in here with all these players, you know. Tom Brady, Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer. Who wouldn't want to be in a museum, you know, and remember moments with great players? I be complaining about getting beat for a touchdown. That one right there, boy. I never heard so many grown men cry in my life. I've been here once before, like last year as a rookie, and you know, I was seeing all of the Devin McCourty vertical leap thing and the interception with Brewski and the huddle with Brady. You know, it was great, man. It was just a great opportunity just to even be here. This history right here, man. You know, to come back up here and see that my face is in here, it's a great thing, man. You know, not a million years I thought that, you know, this will happen to me, but, you know, it happened, and, you know, I'm just thankful to be a part of it. Man, it's all about team, man. It's all about team. Man, I got mad at Julian because he wouldn't let me wear his red glove. And he told me last time I wore his glove, we lost. That's when we played against the Bills the last game, you know. And he said, see, that's why you got it, because you ain't wear my glove. Yo, I ain't touched this. I haven't touched the ball, them gloves, shoes, the helmet since that day. Still the best one. Told my mom on a picture, we took a picture of this game. At this game, I told my mom we're going to the Super Bowl. And never know what's gonna happen. When I walked in here, you know, I kind of turned my head a little bit, because, you know, once I see myself sometimes so much, you know, I try to ignore or whatever, but this is what comes with it, so I accept it and I'm rolling with it. What is this? Okay, I ain't know nothing about this. We doing business without me? Man, you know, to be able to perform the catch again, and you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, little kids and, you know, even grown-ups come over here, and I just made an interception for Super Bowl 49, so, man, that just, it's crazy, man, unbelievable. Anybody here? I need to try this again. Know I can catch this again, I just know it. One more time. Crazy. Made me feel like I'm in a parade again, man. Point blank period. I didn't think that I would be in here. But, you know, as I always say, hard work pays off. And it pays off. You can see it.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. That's why our faces are so
smooth.
I'm not
using it yet.
You better use a razor.
I'm not shaving until after we beat the Jets.
All right, what do the Jets do well on offense?
Well, they run the football.
Yeah, and who runs the football?
Oh, the big man, Chris Ivory.
Chris Ivory. So we're going to talk about Chris Ivory. Now, talking with Coach Belichick, you hear the rhetoric all week. Really a lot like Marshawn Lynch. You haven't faced a back since Super Bowl 49 like Marshawn Lynch. So talk about Chris Ivory and how deep he gets.
Here, you be the quarterback.
All right, I'll be Ryan Fitzpatrick. So I'm smart all of a sudden because I'm from Harvard. Now, the key for Fitzpatrick is to get the ball as deep as he can to Ivory. So gets the ball as deep as he can. Now, why? Because it's all about the vision.
Well, yeah, because it's less like Peyton Manning liked to get that ball out there so people could see it so he could work that fake. For right. Ivory, he wants to get that ball quickly so he could watch the offensive line move and then look for a cutback. Because he doesn't want to hit the corners. He wants to hit the inside between the tackles.
And what he's talking about is everything between the tackles. It's a lot like Stephen Ridley last year for us until LeGarrette Blount would bounce it outside. Yeah. Chris Ivory does not want to get to the corner. He does all his damage right here up into the second level to those linebackers. And then that's where the vision and the bounce goes. Yeah. Plus, the guy runs angry.
Yeah, he does, and so you need to make a commitment to tackling him because one guy's not going to do it.
No, the Patriots have been really good at the start of the year here, wrapping, getting down low, especially corner run support. Corner run support, secondary support's going to be key. So go all the way back to when Fireman Ed was for real. Remember Fireman Ed? He took the hat off and goes, "Hoo!" And then what do? They spell something.
Well, they spell Jets, but it's not the way they spell it. It's how they say it.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
It's on to the next one. The Patriots are back in Gillette this week after two road wins. That means they're 5-0 with the Jets up next. I'm Miranda Mason, and here's a look at your storylines. It's an old rivalry with new meaning this season. The Week 7 matchup is a battle for supremacy in the AFC East. The winner will take control of first place. The showdown in Foxborough will pit the Jets' league-leading defense against the Patriots' top-ranked offense. Under a new coaching staff, the Jets are allowing only 15 points per game. The Patriots are averaging 36 points per game through five games. And one of the main characters on the Jets' defense? That's right, Darrelle Revis. He has a Super Bowl ring with a Patriots logo, but now he wears a Jets jersey. With three interceptions and three fumble recoveries on the season, Brady will have to keep an eye out to avoid running ashore on Revis Island. That'll do it for your storylines. Now let's take a look at Opponent News, brought to you by Geico.
The Opponent News is brought to you by Geico.
As mentioned earlier, the Jets come to Foxborough with former Patriot Darrell Revis. It'll be interesting to see what kind of reception number 24 receives from fans.
I don't think I would be welcome back with open arms, I'll tell you that. But they're fans and they love the Patriots, and I'm not in that color jersey, so this is home to me, and going back up there to play in New England, it'll be fun. It'll be just like it's always been here, and that's how you got to approach it.
Now let's check in with Coach Belichick and Scott Zolak, because it's time once again for the Belistrator.
All right, time for the Belistrator. This is what you've been waiting for. Coach Belichick returns here in the show. Coach, big week against the Jets. Let's take a look at Chris Ivory.
Well, Chris Ivory is an outstanding running back. He's having a great year, and he's a tough guy to stop. Here it is in the shotgun, kind of looking like it's some kind of pass formation, but it's not. And then he, even though Dolphins have an unblocked guy off the edge, Ivory's able to get up in the hole, runs through a tackle by Sue, spins out of it. Gets his pads down, get vertical. So we're going to have to do a great job with our defensive line and linebackers of handling the running game, playing off blocks, playing in the right gap, playing with good leverage. But then tackling on Ivory is going to be a big issue. He's has excellent balance, vision, power. And then once he gets downhill, he's really a tough guy to handle.
Is it like a Marshawn Lynch type player?
He is.
Typical back?
Yes, okay. I'd say that's a good comparison. That same kind of power and quickness. Here's a play against the Redskins last week. The Redskins are in a zone blitz where they stunt the line this way, bring the linebackers and try to fold, Kerrigan around on the backside. Ivory cuts it back. He beats the backside safety on the cutback. But again, this is a really good vision by Ivory up into the hole, picks up his blockers on the backside. And now he's fast. He's got good, really good vision and obviously very, very strong.
Yeah, so. We've also talked about the size of the receivers. Imperative, you guys, yes, be aware because those guys can block with their size.
And Marshall does a good job on this play coming in on the right side of the screen. We'll see it in a second. So here's that power play again. The Redskins obviously create too much space on this play. But then the two backside players, the safety and the linebacker, just overrun the play. Ivory beats him on the cutback. This is Marshall here blocking the corner and, 50 yards. So we're going to have really good team defense and obviously do a good job on the tackling.
Okay. All right, other elements of the game here. Here they go offensively.
Right. Well, it's Marshall. And looks like pretty good coverage, but not good enough. They throw it into some tight spots. He makes plays. And then tackling on Marshall is going to be an issue, too.
Hey, good coverage, bad throw, and he comes out of there with it.
And there's two guys right there, and they can't get them on the ground. They can't make the tackle. Run into each other. So coverage is certainly going to be an issue in tackling, whether it's Marshall, Decker, Ivory, Zach Stacy, whoever it is. They have a lot of guys that are good there.
All right, now they're front.
Defensively, they lead the league in turnovers, and I think this is one good example of it right here. So the Eagles are trying to run a sweep play, and first of all, it starts off with the running back Matthews, carrying a ball, low, not up against his body, and as if the Jets and Harris didn't need, a little bit more of a visual inspiration to knock the ball off, carrying it like that. I'm sure, Harris's eyes lit up. There's the tackles, helmet's right on the ball. There's the ball, 10 feet up in the air.
Terrible.
So it is. So, ball security is going to be critical in this game. We do a great job of blocking the guys so they don't get any free shots or strip sacks or anything like that on us, but also taking care of the ball, not letting them strip it out, not turning the ball over. That'll be big. They've done a good job of that.
Well, after two big road games, three home games in a row, more importantly, division game this week. Good luck.
All right, thanks, though.
All right, go get them. Jets week. There you go. There's your Belistrator. More of All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
What a day for the students at the Holton Richmond Middle School in Danvers this week. They had a surprise guest that day.
How's everyone doing today?
Gronk took some questions.
What makes somebody a great football player?
It's not just someone that you see out there on Sundays that makes spectacular plays. It's someone that goes in every single day and works hard.
In addition, he took some time to teach students the fine art of spiking the football.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussions in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studio with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And 34-27, the final, and people still were not satisfied, right?
Well, I don't think there was enough points that you could have satisfied everybody anyway. I mean, right down to Tom Brady Sr., who wanted a 60-point game and 800 passing yards and touchdowns. And I don't think there was anything that could have satisfied everybody. But on the road against a pretty good football team, I thought that was a pretty good win.
Yeah, you get you see how high the bar has been raised here in New England if we're talking about style points. But Paul makes a good point. This game had a different dynamic with the history between the teams. But the disappointment was obviously the way the Patriots finished that game. Right. Three straight three and outs on offense, had a chance to bury them and did not. And that's why I thought after the game you almost had a little bit of a somber feel among the players and the coaches.
After that game, you saw a pretty beat-up football team. The Patriots came out of there beat up.
Yeah.
How bad is it?
Well, they're starting to get chipped away a little bit. We talked about Nate Solder last week a little bit and how it wasn't necessarily missing Solder, although he's a big loss, but you start to lose some of your depth. And now, what, 10-11 plays into the game, Marcus Cannon goes down.
Sure.
So you're down to a guy who you cut in Cameron Fleming and had on the practice squad for the first 5 weeks of the season.
Add Jabal Sheard, third defensive end with the ankle. He told me after the game he didn't think it was too serious, so I don't think that's a long-term thing. Special teams captain Matthew Slater, that would be a big one. A knee. We saw him walking around this week, probably going to miss some time, but we don't know how much, but he should play again this season, according to one report. So the depth does get chipped away at, Steve, but this is why Bill Belichick always talks about it's not just the 53-man roster. Mm-hmm. It's the 63-man roster when you add 10 practice squad players. And really, by the end of the year, you're probably going to need 70, 75 players. But this is football and all 32 teams dealing with something similar.
Well, one of those 32 teams, New York Jets, they are next. They're 4-1. How good are they?
I think they're pretty good. I'm curious to see how it all unfolds. Ryan Fitzpatrick, when we last saw him, was throwing a lot of interceptions against the Patriots. The last couple of years, he's cut that down a little bit, but still 7 picks this year. I'm curious to see how he responds against the Patriots defense.
Yeah, they've done what they had to do, Steve, against a schedule that I would say isn't very strong in terms of when they caught those teams. At the same time, 15 turnovers on defense, I mean, those don't come out of thin air. You still got to make those plays. That's third highest total in the league, so I do think it'll be a test for the Patriots.
Well, the Jets have a rookie head coach in Todd Bowles, but they also have Darrelle Revis, and I want to talk about Revis because he just automatically makes a team better, that much better.
Yeah, and
still as good as ever?
Yeah, you talk about those 15 turnovers that Mike brought up, I think 6 of them, I think 3 picks, 3 fumble recoveries for Revis, and we saw it here firsthand last year. He's the kind of player that can change the way you play on defense. He can help the other 10, whatever you decide to do. If they want to put him on the left side and lock him up against the other team's top receiver, they want to move him all around, he can play man, he can press, he can do so many different things. That helps Antonio Cromartie. It helps Buster Screen. It helps the front have a little more time to get there because he covers. And again, we saw these kinds of things last year.
The thing that stands out to me about Revis is just how he studies and he looks for tendencies. There was a feature on him on 60 Minutes, and he talked about how he studies, you know, receivers. Maybe they're pulling their gloves, you know, tighter as they come out of the huddle, so it might change his approach. That's what you're going up against. It's sort of like, to me, the Bill Belichick of coaching, Darrelle Revis is sort of that of players. He sort of takes it to that highest level.
It'll be fun to watch. It's going to be fun to watch. Prediction time.
I think this is going to be an interesting game. I think the Patriots are going to win it, but I don't think it's going to be the cakewalk that maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago most people thought. I think the Patriots will win the game 27-20 and as long as they protect the football, because Mike is right about those turnovers.
I'll say 23-17 Patriots. I just want to point out, big stretch in the AFC East. division the Patriots have dominated, right, you know, over the last decade plus. You got two games in 5 days in this stretch coming up, and this one will give them a nice little head start here to winning another division title.
And this game is for first place.
Yes, yeah, it is.
All right, guys.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody.